visiting. It's good to have you here with us to honor and celebrate this great occasion. One of the recurring psalm responses in Easter time is, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Can we say that together? This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Did the Lord give us a nice day? Oh my goodness, the sun is shining and the flowers are out, and oh my goodness, look what else is attired so well. Oh my goodness. Guys, how do you like them suits? Looking cool. And the beautiful dresses and veils. We've gone to a lot of effort to outwardly express that this is a big deal, a solemn occasion, a time of joy. And as much as the outward things, the beautiful day, the sunshine, the flowers, the suits, the dresses, the smiles, those outward things express something, we want it to reflect what's in our hearts. We want it to reflect the joy that Jesus brings, because you're going to receive a sacrament for the first time. And I say this time and time again, and I'm going to say it even more. What is a sacrament? That's what you're going to receive. What's a sacrament? It's an encounter with, louder, it's an encounter with
Jesus.
That's right. Fundamentally, it's an encounter with Jesus. And as much as we've prepared on the outside, we want to now prepare on the inside to be ready with great joy to receive all that Jesus has for us. So we ask him now to help us see where we haven't done what we've known we should. When we've had an attitude, and that attitude wasn't good. We now ask Jesus' patience with us and mercy and forgiveness and help to do better.
Lord Jesus, you raise us to new life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgive us our sins. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you feed us with your body and blood. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you have brought to fulfillment the work of our redemption through the Easter mystery of Christ your Son. May we who faithfully proclaim his death and resurrection in these sacramental signs experience the constant growth of your salvation in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
This is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
I was in second grade when I received my first communion, and I have the pictures to prove it. I was in fifth grade when I received the sacrament of confirmation, and it was traditional then for the bishop to ask questions. We had to know stuff. And I still remember that I was sweating a couple of hours before confession, hoping the bishop wasn't going to call on me and ask me a trick question and not only blow it for me, but for everybody else. So I think we will adopt that tradition for First Communion, and I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay? First question. What is transubstantiation? Transubstantiation. Can we all say that together?
Transubstantiation.
What does that mean? What does transubstantiation mean? If you don't know, I'm going to have to call on your parents. Is there somebody bold enough to answer? If you get this right, you get to sit in the first row. Wow! He said it right. Now, I want you to know that when I was a chaplain at a Catholic high school a number of years ago, I asked that in an opening, when I began as an opening survey to everybody in the high school, and nobody got it right. So good job. But I want all of you to make sure that you know, because that's what we're celebrating here. That's what we as Catholics believe about what happens to this. Transubstantiation is a description of what happens to this bread. Transubstantiation means the substance is transformed. The substance of the bread is transformed into the body and the blood of Jesus. Now, it doesn't look any different. It won't smell any different. It won't taste any different, but it will be
different.
That's right. It will be changed. It will be transformed into something that senses, our smell, our eyes, our taste, can't perceive. But nevertheless, it's real. And it becomes Jesus present here among us, like he was at the Last Supper among his disciples. When he said there, "This is my body." Those are the same words we say here. So what does this word mean, this transformed substance? When Jesus says here, "Take and eat," this is Jesus saying, and I want you to remember this, because we need to know it time and again. This is Jesus saying, "I love you. Here, take this, take my love, because I love you." This is Jesus saying, "I will always be with you. Even when your senses don't perceive it, even when you can't see it, I love you and I am with you." And this is Jesus saying, "I give you myself, I give you everything." That's what Jesus is saying when he says, "Take and eat." When the priest or the deacon or the Eucharistic minister stands before us and says, this is the body of Christ, this is the blood of Christ, this is Jesus saying to us, I love you, I'm with you. Whatever you need, I give you. That's what Jesus says to us. Now, what do we say to Jesus when we say, amen? You're going to come up and receive communion for the first time, and you're going to hear the body of Christ, and you're going to say, what are you going to say?
Amen.
That's right. And what are you saying? What does amen mean there? Amen here means, Jesus, I love you too. It's you saying, Jesus, I want to be with you. We echo back to Jesus what he is saying to us. Amen means, amen, I love you. Amen, I want to be with you. I don't want to do anything that's going to separate myself from you. And also it means, I give you myself. I give you my life. I give you my will. And now I'm speaking not just to the young ones among us, but all of us. That's what we too say. Jesus says, my body and my blood, I love you, I am with you. And there's nothing I won't give you. And what do we say in return? Jesus, I love you too. I want to live with you, and I don't want to do anything that's going to separate myself from you. And I give you my life. I give you my will. And in the Catholic Church, it means I will do and abide by what the Catholic Church teaches. That's what we mean when we say amen. It's a big word. Excuse me. It's a small word with a big meaning. And this bread is like no other. Because not only is it changed, it not only is its substance transformed, but you know what? This bread is like no other bread because it changes us. Whoo! If you eat normal bread, you change that. But this bread changes us. It's not automatic. We can come up with indifference or ill-preparedness and it won't have its full effect. But if we call on Jesus, if we truly say, Jesus, I love you, I want to be with you, I want to give you everything, and we receive it with faith, this changes us to be like Jesus. That's something nobody else can ever say about anything else. That's why there's so much joy and anticipation in what we celebrate, because it's the gift of gifts. We encounter Jesus. He says to us, I love you. I am with you. I give you my all. And truly now, let this be for us a response to Jesus that says, I love you. I want to be with you. I give you everything about me so that it's not this just this bread that's changed. It's you too. Jesus has told us to ask him for the things that we need, to seek, to ask, to knock, to be like the woman knocking on the door at midnight. So together now in faith, we rise and ask the Lord for the things that we need. Let us pray.